Proclamation number 4434 of 16th of September, 1948. Ability of God's servants to see through people. Sharp judgment. You will recognize the spirit of the one who turns away from me, for all signs will be noticeable to you as soon as a person is not united with me in love. And thus you will not be deceived by the words his mouth utters to conceal his true feelings. You will find little understanding if you hold spiritual conversations. You will be able to detect disbelief towards all predictions and also towards those teachings which are intended to contribute towards explaining the difficult time of suffering. For anyone who is distant from me lives too much in earthly life and does not find any spiritual explanation credible. He does not live in contact with the spiritual world and his thoughts are little influenced by knowing forces because he does not grant them access. You will always recognize such people and find little appeal, and no matter how much they listen to you, you will still have little success, little will to pay attention to my word by living it out. And thus they will not be able to convince themselves of the truth of my word either, and the spiritual success will be zero. Yet you should therefore not grow weary and not take offense at the fact that you are not listened to as my word requires. Your vision will become sharper, you will be able to judge the individual person's level of development. You will gain the ability to see through a mask and thus not be deceived by beautiful words or a pious nature, because nothing escapes your gaze and you know full well how the connection with me and a life of love affects a person's nature. Moreover, only a few will be true listeners and doers of my word, but the majority will be indifferent towards my gift from above. Otherwise the spiritual law would be remedied very quickly. But where the will is lacking there is little success. Nevertheless, I instruct you to mention what I offer you so that no one will be able to say that he was not warned. For only through the word can the spell be broken, only through the word from above can the human being be prompted to think and guided onto a different path. The word itself possesses strength but requires the human being's will in order to take effect. And why my word? The emanation of myself remains without impression. There is truly no other means unless great earthly adversity causes a person to establish the bond with me through prayer. Then I will approach the person once again through visible help and make myself known to him. And then my word will no longer remain without impression. Therefore spread it everywhere, for the great adversity is inevitable, and what the word cannot accomplish can still create adversity, and you humans will bless it if you have still found me through it. Amen.